What's up, superstars? What's up, Wolf Blitzer? I'm here with your news for Wednesday, September 17th. What's up, Sanjay Gupta? Today is your word Wednesday. That means one of you helped us write today's show. Lot to get to, not a lot of time to do it. So let's get to it.
We begin with a big development for one of the world's biggest social media apps, TikTok. A deal has been reached with China to keep it operational in the United States. Officials in U.S. President Donald Trump's administration say the deal will be finalized Friday. Our Omar Jimenez examines what this might mean for TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and TikTok's prized algorithm.
There's a deal for TikTok, so let's talk about it. The Trump administration says they've reached an agreement with China to keep the social media platform operational in the United States. Remember, even if you've probably been using it the whole time, TikTok has technically been in limbo for more than a year after then-President Joe Biden signed legislation mandating the platform be sold to a U.S. company over national security concerns. Now, with this announcement, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent spoke from Madrid, where he's been meeting with Chinese counterparts to discuss trade and social media platforms. U.S. diplomats say they've come to an agreement that includes concerns over national security.
We're very focused on TikTok and making sure that it was a deal that is fair for the Chinese and completely respects U.S. national security concerns. And that's the deal we reached.
But a big question you might be asking, will the algorithm change? That remains to be seen. A formal announcement from President Trump is expected Friday.
In personal finance news, a concerning trend regarding one of the most important parts of your finances, credit scores. Credit scores are the three-digit number used to predict how likely you are to pay back money on time when you borrow it. They're a crucial step in getting approved for anything from a car loan, student loans, a new credit card, even a mortgage. New data shows that Gen Z, folks ages 13 to 28, are notching some really low scores, falling at the fastest pace since the Great Recession nearly 20 years ago. Here to help us ameliorate any potential concerns is our Matt Egan with tips. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Coy. I wish I were here with better news to share, but unfortunately, we're learning that credit scores are falling, and that's never a good sign. Now, credit scores are super important for everyone who eventually wants to buy a house or borrow money to purchase a car. These credit scores, they're three-digit numbers that measure how reliable you are at paying back money that you owe. It's kind of like a report card, but for borrowers. And there's real-world consequences here, because the higher the credit score, the cheaper it is to borrow, and vice versa. Lower credit scores make it more expensive to borrow. Now, unfortunately, credit scores have been coming down because more and more Americans, they're falling behind on their bills. Some people are struggling with high prices and others are dealing with too much student debt. Now, this is a particular problem for younger Americans. Gen Z borrowers have had their credit scores fall this year by more than any age group since 2020. And not only are they dealing with student debt, but some of them are struggling to find a job even after graduating from college. Now, the good news is experts say there are ways to boost your credit score and to keep debt under control. First, and this is most important, always make your payments on time, because missed payments will ding your credit score. Second, don't borrow too much money. That's always a red flag. That's also going to hurt your credit score. And lastly, check your credit reports. If there's any inaccuracies, you can fight to fix them. Bottom line, Coy, it is extremely important to build a track record as a reliable borrower. It's going to help you later in life when you want to buy a car or even a house.
All right, for our next story of the day, we're going to go...
Pop quiz, hotshot.
I knew that was you.
Got a pop quiz. What is the most active muscle in the human body? Heart, tongue, eye muscles, or jaw?
Heart?
Sorry. If you said eye muscles, though, I see you. You are focused pupils. The muscles that control your eyes move an estimated 100,000 times per day, even when you're sleeping. I actually thought it was going to be jaw for you, Coy. Sorry, got to go perform some brain surgery.
Smartest man at CNN. That actually does remind me of our top story from the world of medicine today. It's quite literally an eye-opener. A man who was pushed to the brink of blindness by a rare disease has been saved by an incredibly unusual procedure.
Ren Chapman is able to see clearly for the first time in 20 years with the help of his tooth.
Seeing the skyline, differentiating the buildings.
He's one of just a few patients in the world to undergo a procedure known as tooth-in-eye surgery.
Tooth-in-eye is probably the simplest way to describe it, but the full name is osteodontokeratoprosthesis, or OKP.
It's a procedure for when people have damage to the front of their eye or the cornea, and you may never have heard of it because it's only used in very rare circumstances when other options have failed.
Much like replacing a broken windscreen on a car. This is just to restore a clear view into the back of the eye.
Here's how it works. The patient's own tooth, the canine, or eye tooth, coincidentally, is extracted. It's then formed into a rectangular shape, and a plastic lens is fitted into it. The tooth is then sewn into the patient's cheek for long enough that connective tissue grows around it, which is then used to help fix the tooth over the eye, holding the new lens in place. The result is this pink-looking eye with a small black circle in the middle. So, why a tooth?
As it turns out, the tooth is a really ideal structure for holding a focusing element in place. It's hard, it's rigid, it survives in poor environments, and the body accepts it because it's part of its own, because it's part of you.
I think at first I'm like most people, it seems kind of science fiction-y and out there.
It may have sounded out there, but after losing most of his sight when he was 13 years old and going through almost 50 surgeries trying to regain it, Chapman was willing to give it a try.
This sort of opened a new door for me and a new chapter in my life.
And the results? Well, seeing it is believing it for Chapman.
Little things like eye contact are just, I think, things that people take for granted. It's very, very powerful, and you have that human connection again, visually. And you're like, wow, we actually pulled this off.
From civil rights icon to runway model, at 71 years old, Ruby Bridges made her runway debut in New York in a show called Actively Black, honoring those who fought for equality. At just 6 years old, Miss Bridges was the first black child to integrate at an all-white elementary school in New Orleans on November 14th of 1960. Her first day at William France Elementary School came 4 years after black parents in New Orleans filed a lawsuit against the Orleans Parish School Board for not desegregating the school system in the wake of the Brown versus Board of Education decision, which determined in 1954 that state laws establishing segregation in public schools were unconstitutional. Once Bridges entered the school and arrived at her classroom, all the other students had withdrawn. The rest of the school year, it was just her and her teacher. But Bridges stayed at the school despite retaliation against her family. Eventually, though, Bridges made it to second grade, and when she did, the school's incoming first grade class had 8 black students. Ruby Bridges, a true trailblazer for equality. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 from Rise Up Sunshine to Rise Up Sunflower. New Jersey farmer Brian Moore just broke the Guinness World Record for tallest sunflower ever. An unbelievable 35 feet, 9 inches tall, smashing the previous record set in 2014 by 5 feet. This behemoth was grown in Fort Wayne, Indiana. A typical sunflower grows to about 6 feet tall. Moore has spent 30 years perfecting his work. The secret to his perennial source of joy? He cross-pollinated large sunflowers from the United Kingdom with some from a roadside ditch in Nebraska. Turns out, single-headed sunflowers combined with wild multi-headed ones create a genetic freak of a sunflower. All right, congrats to Meadow Bridge Regional School, Meadow Bridge, West Virginia. We see you, Principal Redden and Mr. Woodrum. You submitted our Your Word Wednesday winner, ameliorate, a verb meaning to make better or more tolerable. Thank you to everyone who submitted some resplendent words on my @CoyWire social accounts and our brand new and improved @CNN10 on Instagram. You rock. And our shout out of the day goes to Mr. Hatcher at Rogers Hur Middle School in Durham, North Carolina, home of the Durham Bulls. Giddy up. Yeehaw and ye howdy doody. You rock too. Thank you for this sensible yet subtle headwear. Perfect size for my big old head. Make it a great one, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow right back here. I'm Cowboy Coy and we are CNN 10.